All right. Well, with that being said, we'll get into our first session one, which is advanced technology. There's certainly some very interesting, international marketing things going on in the world today. But aside from that, we've still got to get it out of the ground efficiently and economically. So we'll jump right into our first presentation here. Our first presenter is Mr. Jeff Lay. He's Shear Product Lead with Komatsu Mining Corporation. Co-presenting with Jeff will be William Foree, who's Manager of Underground Information Communication Technology. Jeff is a senior technologist for Komatsu. He's with more than two decades of experience in the longwall mining industry. He's spent most of his career with Komatsu within the Controls and Automation Group with a focus on developing shear automation. He currently leads a team of engineers that develop and support the application-specific features of Komatsu's longwall shears. So with that being said, let's have Jeff and Willem come up, and we'll have our first presentation.
Good morning. Today, I'll be speaking about some of our most recent experiences with Horizon Control Systems, and Willem will take the stage here shortly and talk to you about face alignment. Just starting off, why do we develop automation features in the first place? There's reasons for regulations, keep the operator, his exposure to dust and noise down as low as possible, keep him away from hazardous gases, risk mitigation for lessening the exposure to slips, trips, and falls, and things like high pressure fluid injection, debris falling from roofs, keeps the operator in a safer place. At least gives us a better position to put the operator in, and some of the operational considerations like consistency between shifts. We want to try to get mine management to be able to have a tool that can have all three shifts cutting consistent cutting methods, extraction heights, all that kind of stuff. So two of the biggest challenges that we're faced with, over recent years here, Horizon Control. How can we put technology in the field to help the mine automate a longwall shear, keep it cutting in seam, and keep it cutting accurately. And face alignment, some recent technology advancements that have come out through the Landmark system, which Willem will be speaking about here, has done some really great things for the mining industry, being able to keep the equipment aligned with the block of material that you're mining. Some of the existing automation methods that are out there today, Komatsu has it, lots of other shear OEMs offer this type of cutting method, automated cutting method. It's commonly referred to as like a roof following mode, where the operator is tasked with manually driving the roof drum, and the floor drum becomes managed by the control system, which basically mirrors that roof cut at a fixed offset away from it. There are some techniques that are used to limit the amount of movement that the floor drum can actually have. So if the operator cuts a very large step in the roof, that you don't get an equal very large step in the floor. But this method has some major flaws with it. It has the tendency to create oscillations along the face. And some of the reasons for those oscillations, we could probably speak, as Peter knows this very well, we could probably speak for hours on why this happens, but kind of a very general reason for this happening is if you're creating an exact mirror of the roof into the floor, as the machine traverses the face and maybe comes across a bump in the floor, that bump gets made in the roof and then again reflected back down into the floor. And that will aggravate itself over time, eventually leading to the operator having to take manual control and correct that section of the face. So what we did at Komatsu is we started out a project to try to address that, take our shear automation a step further. And we had one main goal was to address those oscillations that happen, create a smooth floor. And we had the frame of mind going into this that we wanted to manage that floor as a surface. Don't just allow the operator to create a jagged profile and react to that. We want to look at that floor and manage it and try to keep it smooth, as smooth as possible, and still stay within seam. We knew to be able to do that, we needed to make any kind of cutting height change we had to make in the floor. We had to do it slow. We had to do it incrementally. So those were some of the key points that we were trying to address. So this project, the outcome of it was a new automation feature called pitch steering. And pitch, in our world, pitch is defined as the angle of the shear and the pan lines in the direction of face to gob. So this mode that we had developed here is a automation mode for the floor drum. And the basic theory behind it is the system is trying to position that drum on the floor to make a floor cut. So when those pans push over, we're achieving a very specific angle of those pans. And the angle of those pans that becomes our target, it starts off by what we call a nominal pitch. So in this system we're trying to pull in some more information that we haven't used before, such as surveys from gate roads. So we could look at how the gate roads were developed. We could strike a line through them and say, all right, well, now we know that this is the angle of the seam that we're mining. We put that into a configuration file. We call it a pitch profile. We load that onto the machine, and that becomes its target pitch angle that it maintains in the pans. And the system will always work to maintain the pans at that angle unless we determine that a elevation change is required. And if an elevation change is required, we either add a positive or negative offset onto that location of the face for its target pitch. So what determines when an elevation change is required? There's really two ways that you can run this mode. The first mode, there's still lots of mines out there that are wanting to control their horizon by making corrections to the roof. Similar to the older style roof following mode, this is an option how you can run pitch steering. So instead of it being an exact mirror of the roof, what we do here is we create a tolerance profile around what we consider to be the desired extraction. So for any place across the face, we can configure, we want our extraction to be this certain height, and we create a tolerance around that desired extraction. And if the operator were to cut above it, we would put a positive correction in the floor at that location. If the operator were cut below that tolerance, we'd put a negative correction at that location of the face. So it's not a direct mirror of the roof. There is some tolerance that is left in the roof there. The second option, something that it's a completely different way of thinking, and for me myself, it took me a while to embrace this concept. But after seeing it in the field, it is a very viable way to automate a longwall face. In this mode, the roof is completely decoupled from the floor. The roof is 100% automated by the control system. It's cut at a static height all the way across the face per a height profile that is configured and loaded into the system. And the entire longwall is steered by making corrections into the floor. And with this system, how those corrections are made, the operator would follow along behind the push and determine any location along the face where a correction has to be made, but enter those corrections into a roof support mimic. So he has the ability to specify the magnitude of the correction, the horizontal range that he wants the correction to be applied to, and for how many passes he wants that correction to persist. Some additional features that we added in there was the smoothing. Anytime that we do apply a correction on top of our nominal pitch, we add smoothing ramps, so there's no abrupt changes. When the machine gets to the gate end, the system scans the whole face for the target profiles, does some smoothing where it sees appropriate. We do have a feature that's called adaptive nominal pitch, where if you are in a seam that is changing more than a flat nominal profile could keep up with, this is an option that can be turned on, and it will automatically adjust its own nominal profile based off the trending target pitches from the previous passes. Looking at some of the field data, in all of the installations that we have commissioned this system, there's two main things that we see right away. This is a heat map of the pitch angle, the arrow being where this feature was turned on in this particular phase. We see, again, pitch angle is the tilt of the machine in the pans from face to gob. You know, you can see you're going from a place where there's lots of oscillations, lots of changes in pitch angle from pass to pass. The feature gets turned on and immediately calms that down. We're a lot more consistent. When the pans push over, the amount of change that we get is much slower. And it is, you know, sustainable. We are able to still stay within the seam and minimize the amount of changes per pass. This is a heat map of roll angle. This is probably one of the most noticeable things when you begin to run this feature, is it immediately starts to flatten the face out. The oscillations are gone, and you know, it's just some of the benefits that you can gain from having a flat floor, a smooth floor. I mean, this is a very short list here, but I think if you really think about some of the benefits that you can gain from not having humps and swillies where they shouldn't be, you know, what it would do to the roof conditions and so on, the list of benefits can really add up. You know, if you think about the wear and tear on AFC pans and chains when we have humps and swillies along the face that shouldn't be there, you know, just a reduction in power usage, the strata control, you know, just one of the installations that we had here really suffered from roof problems. The machine was stood down several times a day to deal with roof problems, and once commissioning this system there, those problems just about immediately went away. It was a very, very dramatic difference. Just the stability of the floor leading to the stability of the roof. And it definitely does provide the opportunity to position the operator further away from where the machine is actually doing the cutting. Hand it over to Willem here.
Thanks, man.
Morning, everyone. Going to continue the discussion that Jeff just had with us and talk about automated face alignment. Automated face alignment addresses several challenges that mine operators face every day and provide a method to improve productivity and deliver a safer workplace. Longwall mining are challenging due to the fact that every longwall has Jeff mentioned rightly so, are mined under different strata conditions. Data allows us to analyze the operations down to the finest detail, and then through the use of data, we can perform insights that will lead to actionable results. The implication of not having systems that are automated is that we rely on the expertise of operators. Since the operational team do not always get it correct, this then leads to the need of doing extra fly cuts and extra guide-in cutouts. As we then move on, the question then becomes, how do we automate face alignment and how do we implement this? More than 10 years ago, there was a team formed in Australia by the coal industry where the primary focus was to develop a system to automate face alignment. The system has the characteristics that it will measure the straightness of the face while the shearer operator is hauling the machine up and down the pan line, and it will issue recommended position corrections to the roof support control system during the advance or the push of the AFC. These are then achieved by firstly measuring the face straightness through the INS that are mounted on the shearer. After a series of measurements that has been taken as the shearer hauls up and down the longwall face, the current positions are compared to the required face profile. The differences between the actual and the required face profile are calculated, and these RPC values are issued to the roof support control system to be utilized in performing automated face alignment. Corrections are applied to the face, both for the runoff face and face end supports. As we now understand the operation of automated face alignment, we need to understand the daily operation and how the equipment work that and operate that are fitted to the shearer. The CPU, INS, and haulage encoders shown are fitted to the shearer that communicates with the control system of the shearer and the roof support control system. Last, these components are supplied by CSIRO, and they are also present here today, and questions can be asked of them in more detail. The transaction to purchase LASK can be complex, but since Komatsu has fitted more than 15 systems, our sales team can facilitate with this operation. Details about the system and compliance of Landmark can be found online at laskautomation.com. The automated face alignment system from Komatsu that are fitted to the Facebus RS20 system are able to accept the RPC values from the CPU via Ethernet IP as the shearer rolls up and down the face for every pass. RPC values can be applied to cutting sequences for bi-die, uni-die, and Kaiser cut operation. Automated face alignment provides best results when commissioning and training has been completed successfully and the technology are well understood by the operational team. Once these are in place, it is recommended that the system are activated and put into automatic mode with supervision. And this will allow the team to ensure that RPC values are issued to the roof support or during the advance or the push cycles. The following sequence diagrams will show us how RPC values are applied during the advance or the push cycle. Let us review the four phases that are being shown here. During phase one, the INS gathers data as the shearer travels from tailgate to main gate. It requests data from the CPU when the shearer comes up to the snake and when at PL2, as can be seen. In phase two, the shearer moves back into the main gate, and the RPC values are communicated and loaded into each shield profile when the pan push profile are run. In phase three, the conventional shields will advance to the RPC values. As the shearer rolls back to the main gate, all IFS and conventional shields will advance to the RPC values. In phase four then, as the main gate cut are being completed, the automated face alignment will complete for the sequence. As the shearer rolls back to the tailgate, all shields will fully advance. As phase four has completed, phase one will continue again. As we move the discussion on to more detail, we know that representing the sequences of automated face alignment are important. OCD software provided by the CSIRO allows the user to navigate through the history of past sequence information that are collected. These sequences can be tagged with metadata for valid or invalid data. The specification for this can be found at laskautomation.com, as mentioned earlier. As we move more to analyze the desired face profile, the OCD software aids in the visualization of the desired face profile and the actual face profile. The software also provides the operator the mechanism to accept or reject corrections or run the system in automatic mode. As can be seen, the units for this graph are in millimeters, and the overall face straightness with a variance of about 4 inches has been achieved in this example. Since Landmark is a closed system, it monitors the results obtained and auto-corrects itself. Parameters in the roof support control system, such as creep advance, provides the electro-hydraulic function to ensure that the shields accurately stop at their targets. Now let's take a moment to review the implementation of automated face alignment at Hamilton County Coal that are operated in the Southern Illinois bases. A collaborative effort has been put together between Komatsu, the CSIRO, and Alliance Resource Partners Group. The methodology for implementation was that the system was installed and put into run monitor mode for the first 700 passes for the beginning of a longwall panel. As the team familiarized themselves with the systems and the data collected, automated face alignment was activated under supervision for the remainder of the panel. As the crew retreated another 2,800 passes, it was cut, and RPC values was applied to most of the cases. Through this time period, data was collected and being forwarded to the Smart Solutions team, where they supported mine activities to optimize and support the mine. Through the help of data analytics, the team at Mount Vernon, Illinois, applied a significant amount of analysis to the complete longwall panel at Hamilton County Coal and interacted with the mine on a daily basis to improve and optimize operations. As mentioned, after retreating about 20% of the panel, Landmark was all activated by allowing the roof support control system to accept the RPC values. Although face alignment was only activated for the remainder of the panel, there was still a 32% improvement achieved during the face. So, to come back to some of the benefits of automated face alignment, which also coincides with pitch steering. In conclusion, we can see that from reviewing data from actual installations, that automated face alignment delivers improved operational benefits to longwall retreating. As we remove operators from harm's way and dusty areas where they were previously required to perform stringline interactions to correct the conveyor, and through the reduction of operator interaction, corrections can be performed as a background automation task. So in closing, we should note that panel retreats are done to budget and within scheduling and time and planning requirements from the mine through pitch steering and automated face alignment. Thank you very much. Any questions for myself or Jeff? Thank you.
You apparently did a pretty good job on the presentation. Well, thank you very much. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, man.